what is your understanding of that notion of a hierarchy of victims?
Well, I mean, the way in which it operates is to try and draw a distinction between innocent victims and really, when people who want to use that language, they're talking about victims of IRA terrorism.
Yes.
There's not that much of engagement with or remembrance of victims of loyalists.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
So I think it's really between the the victims caused by the IRA.
Yeah.
And other victims, you know, and
yeah.
You know, like even people killed in enormously controversial and suspect circumstances by the state.
Mm.
There's no question that they're seen as innocent victims, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I think that's how I would see it, and I reject entirely any notion of having a division.
Yeah,
you know, I really do,
yeah.
And that comes out most strongly in relation to this debate about currently the debate about the pension.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
And we have, in any discussion that we've had with any politicians, you know, like we say, you cannot have a distinction. You know, like if there's a pension for victims, injured victims, then
yes.
It should apply to all injured
oh,
victims,
yeah.
No matter the circumstances
yeah.
in which they're injured. That's our kind of organizational position.